sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. With your hosts, David Von Strong and Leslie M. Scott Jones. Brought to you by the Blue Moon Diner. And now, here's David and Leslie.
Hello, Charlottesville. Happy Sunday. It is April 16th. It is going to be 86 degrees today. Hope you got your shorts on. And this is Homegrown, your local show about art here at WPVC 94.7. Your home for progressiveness.
Progressiveness?
And stuff.
That's what you got?
I am David Von Strong, a.k.a. the Devious One. And with me always is the lovely, the lascivious Leslie M. Scott Jones.
Thank you, David. I love your introductions. They're so...
No, I got to keep it... I got
like visceral.
I got to. You know, because y'all asked me to be on the show, and I was like, I am not going to do that NPR
right?
BS voice. I'm gonna be real. People at work are like, "You're a little too intense." I gotta be me. That's just who I am.
I'm
and I'm not
so
gonna not
glad
be me.
That I am so, not the only person that hears that. Like, I hear that all the time. You're so intense. Oh my god, you're so aggressive. Yeah. Like, yes, I am. Deal.
What are you not intense about?
I'm sorry. Was that supposed to be an insult? Because I'm taking it as a compliment and running with that. I don't know.
but I'm highly caffeinated, never duplicated, as always. And I had a good weekend. I had a lovely Passover.
Highly motivated, yes.
I had a lovely weekend. I had a lovely Passover Seder that I attended that I made haroset for.
Aww.
And everybody loved.
That's awesome.
And I was just like, yeah. You know when you make that dish that everybody, and the crowd gets quiet?
Yeah,
and everybody's
yeah.
Like, oh, you hear is munching and eating, and you like grandma at the table, like, oh,
yeah.
Everybody loved my dish. It's so beautiful.
Right?
And I was just so happy for myself and for everybody else that liked it, and it was super cool.
So
and
basically, it seemed when like I made you meatloaf the other week.
The meatloaf was bomb.
Yeah.
The meatloaf was bomb. Before and after. Just whoosh.
Oh,
straight out.
Oh, my God.
No, it was totally clean and healthy. But yesterday, I just hung out with a friend. We ate wings and watched playoffs and NBA playoffs starts. And NBA playoffs when that gets near.
I know. Me too.
So it's just been a beautiful weekend. And then I'm going home. You know, I'm off today. And then the family is going to come down. We're going to make dinner and do
that's
that
awesome.
Stuff. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And I'm happy. Life is good right now. And I'm just loving things. I'm
yeah,
just loving
my,
things. How about you?
My best friend, actually, I spent yesterday doing a lot of work, like stuff that I had to catch up on. So I did a lot of work for the next play that I'm mm-hmm. doing. And, you know, I had to clean my house because I had an Airbnb guest checking in at like 4 p.m. yesterday.
Right,
and I'm like, okay, clean.
Yeah.
And like he's former Air Force. So I was like, oh, no, clean. You know, that's mama's coming clean. You
that's
know what
what's
I mean?
Up.
So I did that and I did my taxes. And today after the show, my best friend in the world is coming down and we are spending Easter together. So,
loving it.
Yeah, it's going to be
Mercury in retrograde be damned.
Right?
We are having beautiful weekends.
But seriously, Mercury was working on my week. I'm just oh my God.
I'm turning that off.
Oh my God.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is when people like are just like, you know, I don't believe in Mercury in retrograde, but they're always posting about how they don't believe
yes.
in Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
which
you're just
means,
feeding into the whole
so basically
like,
what you're saying is you know everything about it,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
but you don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like, don't think about pink elephants. You know? You're going to be thinking about pink elephants for
or,
that entire time.
Or waffles.
Damn, I want some waffles.
See?
You know it's Sunday, and I'm trying to watch my carbs. You know I want some waffles.
I
right
know,
now.
I know. I want waffles,
I got
too. That's why
that
I said
I
it.
Be in. Dude says I look like Joe Louis. I can't be eating waffles right now. I got to stay slim and mean.
You are. You're very svelte.
Trying to.
You're very svelte.
Trying to. You, trying to keep it
but
up.
But you normally are, David.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't. I give in to carbs at every turn.
That's my girl right there.
I have.
She's the one I like. That one right there.
I'm like, could you add fries to it? I will then I'll have it.
Well, I just think the issue is that there is a rise of male body dysmorphia going on. Like, ever since I saw Michael B. Jordan in Creed, I'm just like, I hate myself.
Stop.
And I need to get better. I need to get better at everything I do. But that's just me. I'm just a person who...
Women all over the world are saying, okay. Now
well, I'm just
know.
A person who's...
That's good. That's good. Whatever yeah. drives you.
Yeah. 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 Mostly spite. And, yeah. and shame.
Oh,
yeah.
wow, David.
Yeah. What?
David.
What?
What should drive you is all of the lovely what? Young women
I thought
just,
it,
like,
I thought it was,
surveying the
I thought it was, like, kill all your enemies
should.
By fire. I thought that was the only
motivation. And love no. needs to be your main
oh,
motivation
right.
there, David.
That's what
yes.
But,
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, like.
Can we get to our guests, please?
I was trying to segue. Did you see me?
That was a good one.
Did you see me do the turn?
You turned the blinker on and everything. I thought it was awesome.
I was really trying to bleed
so
into
basically you
our
were,
guests.
You were just going around the world to the left, is what you were doing?
Right.
That's what you're. Okay.
Well,
right.
I talk about. You know, beautiful people inside yes. and out, because we have two beautiful people
we
inside
do.
And out.
Aren't they
who
gorgeous?
Are actors, and they
outside
are,
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. wow. Okay.
Wow. yeah. And I mean, honest and
right?
sincere
I'm
actor.
With waffles and hate. It's really
this is Adrian Oliver and Jack Walker, stars of The Realistic Joneses, coming out April 21st at Live Arts. How are you two doing today?
Well, now that I'm a star.
Yeah,
I'm
much better.
Really
so much.
Great.
My allergies
my
just
day
disappeared.
Is starting strong. Yeah.
They're awesome.
That's what I got. Yeah. That's going to take me to a whole other place, this star-filled life that I'm living.
Well, you're doing a radio show about your upcoming play,
yeah,
so that automatically
you're
makes you a star.
Yeah.
We're featured.
Because
we're first
we were
team.
Available, but that's... I mean, stars.
And, no.
Like stars.
No.
Like you're
no,
on
no.
a camera.
Their parents' car
right
to get
now.
Places. Stars always, can I get some gas money?
Yes. Yeah.
I feel good.
Stars are digging. Stars are digging through that couch cushion going, I just need some ramen.
Hey, I bet you money David Arquette is doing that right now.
Right now.
I think they're doing a whole show about it. This is a new show. My Mom's Car with David Arquette.
But please, let's not talk about David Arquette anymore.
Okay.
Let's talk about y'all. Let's talk about this play. Let's break right into it. Realistic Joneses. What's it about? What are people going to see when they come
well,
here.
As the poster shows, it's really about fences and dead squirrels.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Fences.
or the play Dead play. Squirrels.
Or
I think it's written
the,
by
yeah.
Rob Zombie.
It is. It
and
is.
It's coming out on Halloween.
Yeah, it's about... You wanna
Do I want to be the one?
You're so much more elegant.
So, it's about dealing, I always say.
Okay, I said elegant.
Elegant.
Eloquent.
Is the word.
There
you did
go.
Say elegant.
We were going to
let that slide.
I know, but I had to repeat it.
Let the record skip, uh-huh. and then...
Either way, right. It is. It's about dealing. It's about... okay, so technically, it's about two couples. The Joneses,
the
both
Joneses.
Of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One sort of steady there, living there, and one couple who has come to this place. And I guess it's the way their interactions reveal or don't reveal... the lives and truths they're living.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was
that
really
felt
good.
Solid.
Did you rehearse that? Because that was really
you
nice.
You were very
that
eloquent.
Thank you. Or elegant. So,
both are good.
I like how my man in the back just like nodded.
I'm
he was like,
star.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
how,
no,
yeah.
That's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Sold.
So,
I take
so
it.
So which couple do you guys play?
The Joneses.
we're the new Joneses.
We're the new Joneses.
You're the young
we're the new
one.
Joneses.
We are
the
young
Joneses.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've just moved to the neighborhood. We're renting a house about 200 feet from their house.
Yeah.
And
just in case you're looking to stop by.
Yeah. And I've dragged my wife Pony.
That's me.
Adrian here. To this new neighborhood seeking help of a
certain kind.
Yeah. And help comes in all types of forms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then the play kind of unfolds as these two disparate couples engage each other. And you kind of find out what happens when people who haven't really learned how to communicate have to learn how
to
deal with really big issues. I almost segue into like a real world commercial just
now. No, when people
stop being polite
and start getting
real. Yeah, no, it's totally. I'm going to start eating peanut butter right out of the container with my fingers. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real world, some rural town somewhere.
Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh, my God.
Real world, Terre Haute.
Well, I see that there is absolutely no chemistry between you two.
None whatsoever.
So it's going to be rough, you two on stage.
Boring to watch.
Have you two worked together in the past at all? No. So explain that process. Like, how did you guys, like, you know, start? I mean, because it seems like you guys have been working together forever.
So I will say it's Charlottesville, right? So, like, to some degree, you can be like, hey, you know, and I know, and you did
right
this
on,
thing.
Right on, by proxy.
And, right, and I think that's one thing that's exciting about making.
I thought you were incomplete sentences. I didn't know.
Art in Charlottesville is being able to have a reference to say, oh, you know this person, or you work this way, or I ran with this show. I think that's really cool. And so it leaves open some space to say, I get how you might work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That said,
we
went to the same school. Like, we went to the same...
Separated by 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah, we went through the same conservatory training in New York, so we both have a really solid foundation that...
it made, like, the language of how do you work this? Like, how do you want to run this scene?
How do you want to approach
this?
That
was easier.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
We could,
so you guys went to conservatory?
We did.
So talk about that.
It's fancy for associate's degree.
Well, yeah. but you kind of strike me as a little fancy. So, that's fine.
Oh,
that
wow.
Works.
I don't know if anyone has ever said that to him before, but I am.
I'm bored. Bad and bougie would be the correct
word. There you go.
Talk about conservatory education. Like, cool. That's... Because that's something we haven't been able to talk about on the show before.
Okay. Yeah. The appeal to me was that I didn't want core curriculum. I didn't want, anything I wasn't really interested in. And a lot of my friends at the time were going through just the regular 4-year college and struggling with it because they just didn't either know what they wanted to do, or they did, but they had all this extra work because.
Yes.
So then in finding conservatory training, you really got hyper-specific or focused on the elements that you wanted to develop. After 3 years, I walked away with an Associates of Occupational Studies, which when it comes to
sounds
acting,
so technical. Yeah.
It's like, I study jobs.
Yeah.
That's what I got a degree in.
Is
I study other people who are successful. And then fall miserably short of their...
It's called TMZ.
It's called...
For real.
It's true. So we both went through there.
Mm-hmm. I suppose we should say that it's the American Academy of Dramatic Arts,
yes.
Which has two campuses.
Yep,
there's
one in New York,
New York
one
campus,
in LA.
Which is where we both went.
Yep.
And then there's one in LA, which is
very cool.
It's one of the oldest, actually, I think it is the oldest acting conservatory in the States, and the sister school to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts.
I'm going to say Europe. Jolly old England, yeah.
Can you speak specifically on the stuff that you did study rather than core curriculum, like script analysis
and character
development?
Yeah.
So it's a Meisner based school.
Right.
So
a lot of you don't know what that is. Google it.
I would argue that.
Argue what?
That it's a Meisner-based.
Okay. Go. Well, go. Argue.
But I would say... It's,
gauntlet!
It's a...
theater gauntlet!
Yeah.
Round one!
Fight! Go!
Get over here!
As opposed to Meisner, you have different teachers that kind of expose you to different techniques.
All over
the board.
So to the average layman who's listening to the show, discuss the specific classes, the Meisner class, specific to method acting, if you will, and then the other stuff. I think it's, starts with an S?
Stanislavski.
Yeah. Okay. So, or method technique, or there's. I think I would say 2 or 3 main schools of thought when it comes to approaching being truthful in a given circumstance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So Meisner kind of builds on, repetition and a truthfulness that's developed out of familiarity. Jeez, me and words.
Like familiarity?
Like yes, getting eaten by an actual bear in the woods.
Yeah, but instead of actually going and experiencing that, which you might do with method acting, is like, I got a bear, I went to Russia, and it was awesome.
Hey, you can win an Oscar for that shit.
Yeah, you totally can.
Right?
My idea was just kind of have you play it over and over and over. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I went there.
Yeah, but it was solid and deserved.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was so solid.
I'll have to re-listen.
Okay, so when you say repetition, though, it's not just I run this scene over and over and over again. It's I work this moment over and over and over again until I find, like, the truth of being in it, right?
Right.
So instead of coming from, it felt this way, I recall all of these, and you come from, like, an emotional perspective, mm-hmm. you come from, I'm present enough here, having done this so many times that I'm present enough to respond to you as it is. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I guess, like, the big takeaway I ever had.
I like that.
From a teacher, a beloved teacher, which she was like, it's always you. It's always you. Just as if all these other things are true.
Are on top of you.
And
yes.
So, like, you can only work the moment as it falls on you.
Yes.
And whatever comes to you is appropriate to use and find and hit and reject. That's all good.
Yeah.
So long as you've done the work before. So you don't have to come with all of this. You don't have to demand that this moment become any one thing. But if you're living in the moment, just like living in any moment of your actual life, it will develop as it needs to. And you can always come back to pushing where you need to go, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're clear about where the end goals are, the living right now will just happen.
Oh, my God. I want to have, like, an entire, like, show on this conversation.
Me too.
But we have to do a drop, and then we'll come right back with Adrian and Jack.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to talk specifically about Will Eno and his writing and then stuff after that. This is Homegrown. Drop! All right, it's 18 minutes past the hour. This is Homegrown.
It has not been 18 minutes. Like, that it seems like we just started.
It felt like...
Like four.
Yeah.
I know.
But no.
But okay.
It's been so long.
All right.
We've been talking for so long with Adrian Oliver and Jack Wagner.
So
stars
of
the Realistic Joneses coming out on April 21st at Live Arts.
That really builds a reputation.
That's right.
You guys went to a freaking conservatory.
Thank you.
Like,
I ain't got that on my resume.
Y'all are building to be stars.
Right?
Y'all are like quasars. Can I say quasars?
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Building,
we can break it down.
That was astronomical.
I'm glad too.
I
like that.
So, yeah. 94.7 WPVC, the Progressive Home, Charlottesville. Let's talk about Will Eno and his writing.
Yeah.
He said that he based this and both of his plays, Open Roads, in naturalism and realism. And I read, like, the first scene.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Samuel French, for letting me read that free excerpt.
Which,
but it reads more like a sparse, terse, melancholy sitcom,
mm-hmm.
rather than a weird like SNL sketch or something like that. So like,
it's full of non sequiturs.
Yeah, it really is. And
I mean,
really
seriously, David and I were reading it.
First of all, I'm like, how do you memorize this?
Yes,
and how do you make it
interesting?
Talk about that. Talk about the whole like script and Will Eno's writing and how it was to adjust to that type.
I mean,
I
called Lyon like yesterday. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure opening night I'm going to be calling Lyon, or just going into random non sequiturs. But yeah, no, I had to do employ a technique that I haven't really used before, where I just had to record the entire scenes and just listen and listen and listen, because there are so many jumps, so many gaps to bridge that without support are hard to get there.
Well, we were talking in between just a moment ago, I guess, while other voices
Don't
were being heard
secrets.
On the video. And we were saying that like there are the layers that there are, and you have to sort of dig through them. And I think part of the work for me was figuring out what's the layer between this line and the next line.
Yeah.
And so it's okay that it's only me who knows that. And another actor would play that differently, and maybe their layer would be something else. But that's like finding that sort of connective tissue. What's the thought that links here? Because sometimes it's not your own thinking. It's the words that are being said while you're not speaking.
Yes.
That prompt it. So it can feel like a non sequitur, but I guess a big takeaway, too, that I've had in my own life is realizing how many times someone says something or you see something or you remind your own self of. And it's not a non sequitur. It just didn't seem to totally match up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that feels more natural to me than I think it did upon first glance. Right. Which is like, people are just saying all kinds of stuff.
You got words to say because of reasons.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, this is so true. This is my truth. I feel that.
You should show that sometime in the show. That would be really nice.
No, I think I'm a star, actually, so I feel like my work is pretty solid.
It is. You went to a conservatory.
You did. I'm good.
No, but I think Eno captured really well the way that we do kind of interact, especially that for the first scene always leaves me feeling awkward and wrecked. That it is. I mean, it's awkward and weird to do what takes place in the first scene without any giveaways.
The tone.
But it's perfectly written for a couple that can't communicate to each other because it's all like just misdirection. Yeah. And
then they meet another couple that they have to communicate with, kind of together, towards, and that could add awkwardness and confusion as well.
One of the things I've been discovering in the show is that I think the other couple, Jennifer and Bob, played by Kate Adamson and Bill Lasore, they have a really difficult time communicating with one another. However, they seem to be up on the day-to-day of one another. Whereas we talk.
Right.
But we have kind of no idea what's going on with the other person. And in some sense, that's every conversation. Not just between us, but I mean like in the world broadly.
Yeah.
You can know and communicate without ever knowing and without ever really communicating. Mm. And I think that's been an interesting thing to explore. You're welcome.
Well,
yeah, you're welcome.
No, that's profound.
It's really nice talking to you guys.
Good morning, Truth Ball.
Mic drop.
Pass over. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow, the sound effects. You guys really have stepped up.
Well, we don't have drops, so I have to.
Tons of sound effects.
I have a slide whistle in my bag that I use at the end.
It's so. An air horn for you.
Yeah. Okay, heard.
Very good, very good.
I'm like Dr. Demento back here.
So you guys tried out for this show. Did you know the show before you tried out for it, or did you just
say,
no,
I mean, I'd read it.
Leaps ahead of me.
I prepare. So.
Seriously. Adrian is the star here today. That's for sure, man.
I read the show.
Prepare.
I loved the awkwardness. Truly. that's real. I mean, that was real. I liked the language enough to be like, I'd like to say this.
Can I say this is the most polite shade I've ever seen thrown between castmates? It's so beautiful and passive aggressive at the same time. So lovely.
So this is what
it's the relationship, if you will.
It's the relationship.
It's impressive.
Character development.
No, but continue.
I just liked it. I liked the words. I thought I might want to say them and figure out how they could be said. I also hadn't auditioned for a show in like 10 years.
Huh.
And so I was freshly back from New Orleans, where I've been living for a while, like 7 years. And so I decided I wanted to audition.
Can you speak to that? Can you speak to a person being trained in a conservatory and then kind of being out of the game for like 10 years and then jumping back in? Like, how's that transition?
So I mean what I say when I say like that the best advice applies to your life and like far beyond the work, right? So I can only work the moment was like a truth I internalized and then took on the road. So I lived for a period of time figuring out how do I work this moment? How do I respond to this thing? That I don't want to be in New York anymore. How do I work that moment? That I want to pursue maybe other paths or see what else this person can do. how do I work that moment? And so I did. So I explored that. I explored producing and I explored teaching. I'm a teacher now. So that became the work. But coming back to Charlottesville provided an opportunity to be a part of the onstage work in a way that actually allowed for my life to be happening too, right?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I didn't, that's been a long while, and I guess I didn't realize how unique to Charlottesville that is, that you can live and create here simultaneously.
Yes.
That's a unique thing that Charlottesville has going for it.
Well, I think that's why so many of us end up coming back. I did the same thing.
I
went to D.C. for 4 years, and here I am. You know, David went to New York for a number of years, and, it, you know, that's. And literally, both of us, when we came back, said, I just want to work. Like, I just want, I want to create something again.
Without the hustle of just hustling.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to stay afloat or whatever. I have nothing against it because some people are killing it, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I got there only after failing miserably at the hustle. For 12 years, I hustled that hustle. And it was like, wow, I'm really bad at this hustle. I'm going to go back to a much smaller hustle.
Yeah. And it's outstanding that there's such great work that's to be done here. It's not as if you come back and, okay, I get to be a part of a play that's whatever.
Right.
And I go to my day job and then at night I do. No, I mean, there's outstanding work.
There really
there's
is.
Fences.
There's, really
there's Realistic Joneses. I mean, there's good work.
And live
that's
art,
there really is.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I think that's what's drawn us all back here.
Incredible time discussing with you guys. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Thank you for having
me.
Yeah.
We got to have you guys back.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Realistic Joneses. Yeah. April 21st.
To May 13th.
At Live Arts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They complete other... They're in those sentences.
I love you, Pony.
Adrian Oliver, Jack Walker, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was awesome, guys. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing? We doing a drop or we doing announcements?
We doing announcements, right?
Announcements. All right. So
what's going on?
What's going on this week in Charlottesville? Currently running through June 30th, Dallas photographer Janine Michabales exhibits her new collection, Through Darkness to Light, photographs along the Underground Railroad at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center. Also through April 30th, The Sky's the Limit, paintings by Jeanette Cohen, curated by Leslie Ava Shaw at Loving Cup Vineyard. Opening reception on March 31st, 5:30 to 7:30. April 18th, check out Lunchtime, talks at the Fralin Art Museum, Tuesdays from 1 to 2. April 18th, Fralin Art Museum offers Babes in Artland with Emily Lazaro for adult caregivers of infants 18 months and younger. Bring your baby to join fellow parents for lively conversations about works of art. April 20th through the 22nd is the UVA Spring Dance Concert. April 20th, happy 420, UVA MFA's Reading Series at Millie Joe Coffee and Gelato continues with Sasha Stein, Prevost, and Olivia Haberman. Also on 420, all this stuff, two backstage tours at the Paramount Theater, noon and 5:30, Eyes on Art Tour that engages people with Alzheimer's disease in meaningful discussions about art, and the Big Blue Door Improv Night at Seville Coffee. That's all going down April 20th. April 21st through 30th, Fences at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center. Also on April 21st is Improv Night at the Burrell Dickinson Building at PVCC. April 22nd, Charlottesville Writer House presents 500 Words or Less, a seminar about what a writer can accomplish in 500 words, led by Amanda Corman. Check the Writer House for fees and times. April 22nd, Upfront Dance, Drink Splendor, an afternoon of dance by the Charlottesville Ballet with wines and hors d'oeuvres by the Shabine, and shopping from all your favorite local boutiques and artists in celebration of spring at the Charlottesville Ballet Studio Theater. Also on April 22nd is the USA Dance Charlottesville. They have a ballroom dance night for ballroom, Latin nightclub, and swang. Free pre-dance classes taught by Keith Strummel, the dance dude. My man got... Oh, and you're for your music options this week.
$18th, Bob Huntington and then Travis Elliott at Bellini's. Tony LaRocca at Dirty Nelly's. 19th, open mic at Palmyra's Dogwood Restaurant. Palmyra's? Right. Representing. Oh, wow. April 20th, Will Leggett and Friends at the Whiskey Jar. Skip Haga at Dirty Nelly's. Nick and Stephen Pollock at the Ten Whistle Irish Pub. The 21st, Red and the Romantics play Fridays after 5 at the Sprint Pavilion. Family Square Dance with the Ragged Mountain String Band and the Front Porch Roots Music School. Scuffletown at Glass House Winery. Chickenhead Blues Band with Spiked Food Truck at Adventure Farm and Vineyard. Super Vixen at World of Beer. April 21st, choose a Virginia band to be showcased at this year's Lockin' Festival. Sun-Dried Opossum, Kendall Street Car, Kendall Street Company, Adar, and Will Overman Band play off at the Jefferson Theater. The 22nd, recital of UVA's Chamber of Music Seminar at Brooks Hall. Catch one of Charlottesville's Symphony's music directors and former guest, Kate Smarkin, farewell concerts with Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concert and Elgar's Enigma Variations at Cabell Hall, No Filter Rap Battle at the Villa Sports Bar and Ultra Lounge, Zuzu's Hot Five at Albemarle Ciderworks, John McCutcheon at the V. Earl Dickinson Building at Piedmont Virginia Community College. Oh my God. So stay tuned after the show for the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with
Josh Wheeler. And he's going to be doing the Muzzle Awards. So stay tuned for that because that's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. And we are brought to you by Blue Moon Diner.
Yes.
Breakfast all day, every day with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays and carefully constructed.
Oh, so carefully constructed
diner food on weekday afternoons and evenings. And speaking of evenings, Blue Moon is nice enough to provide a venue for a local and visiting artist this week. Wednesday, Jim Wave. Thursday, Friday. And that's at Blue Moon Diner at 512 West Main Street. Blue Moon Diner. It's a place.
Aw.
No, it's okay.
Didn't write it in there. It's okay.
There's lovely people.
There's lovely people and lovely food. And you know what? I think that's where I'm going to go after the show because I'm seriously craving some waffles.
This show?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm seriously craving some waffles.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in a big way.
Are you pregnant? What?
Wow. Okay. First, that would definitely be a miracle because took out the factory and put in a playground years ago.
Oh, you got a playground in there.
Yeah. Yeah. No more work being done in there. And two, I know your mama is listening right now and going, no, he did not just ask a woman that.
Yes.
This week at the Blue Moon Diner on Tuesday, it's the delightful macabre music duo, Charming Disaster. Go, really, check them out. They're like Charles Adams with two-part harmony. Wednesday, it's Jim Wave. Thursday, Drop My Pick. And Friday, Deborah Guy.
See, we had it. We just
Leslie's like 29 years old. She could do whatever she wants. She looks that way. She can do whatever she wants. You know I'm playing.
I know you're playing. I definitely know
you're getting those cravings. I'm just wondering what that's about.
No, when I was pregnant, I had cravings for popsicles. I wanted everything cold.
I guess.
Just my kids. I don't know. That's how my kids
I thought that would
are.
Be a good time for a segue.
Oh, okay. All right. So fine, you don't want to talk about me anymore? Fine.
No, when I do talk about you, I mess up. Remy St. Clair is in the house.
Remy!
How you doing, brother?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm well.
Good, and you've brought a lovely bearded gentleman with you.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? This is Fellow Man. And y'all just did a great community service by reading all those events that are happening in the coming week. And it's a shame that y'all not going to be able to go to any of them because...
I know. I know.
It's a shame that nobody listening is going to be able to go to any of those.
Right, because they're going to be at the Nine Pillars.
They're going to be busy with Nine Pillars.
That's right.
That's what's up.
I know.
I mean, I could have saved y'all a lot of reading just now.
Right.
Thanks for looking out, Rim. Thanks.
So the Nine Pillars Hip Hop Cultural Festival is coming to Seaville April 17th through 23rd. It's going to happen all this week with special events, mostly at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center, yeah. Newcomb Hall, Twisted Branch at the Villa, wrapping it up at the Bridge with the Block Party. How many years have y'all been doing this?
This is year one.
Mm-hmm. First one of many. So talk about that. Talk about the inception of the project in general and how you guys were able to take it from there to, like, building it up. It's funny because I know this is going to sound stupid, but I just watched Wayne's World 2, like, yesterday. And they talked about making Wayne stock and they talked about, like, making the concert event and stuff. I know it's stupid, but it makes sense. It's relevant to the discussion.
But they were like, if you
book the bands... they will come.
That's true.
Talk about the process. How'd you guys get from thinking about it to dreaming about it to here?
The first thing we did was speak life into it. Mm-hmm. And the second thing we did was sit back and watch it blossom. And the third thing we did was work our tails off for several months with very little rest.
I remember seeing you guys and DJW sitting in Miller's very late one night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, family! totally. And they're like, hey, business meeting. We'll talk to you. We'll get to you. We love you. Business meeting.
Plotting and scheming. Yeah. I mean, we have been talking about, you know, Charlottesville has never had a week-long festival dedicated to all aspects of hip-hop culture, not just the music.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about it for several years. Us and our crew have been talking about putting something together, and I don't think it was until this year that we realized that not only did we have the resources and the connections to pull it off, but we actually had the motivation. Mm-hmm. It was something that came together kind of piecemeal. Originally, you know, the event is built around the No Filter Rap Battle,
right?
Which we'll be doing for the third year this year in collaboration with OSE, mm-hmm. who were the originators of the battle. And originally, it was let's take the battle and spin it off into a weekend of events because we've got Rugged Arts we can do, and we've got we got Verbs and Vibes we want to resurrect, so let's turn that into a weekend.
I am so happy Verbs and Vibes is on this list. You just don't even know. Yeah. Like, I have missed Verbs and Vibes in this town.
That one has been getting a lot of attention, and we're really, really excited about that one because, you know, it's going to be a family reunion.
Yeah.
So that's really dope.
Please tell me Anthony's coming.
Oh, he'll be here.
Yes!
Saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
He'll I get be to here. Hug on Anthony and Kamisha.
So we have Anthony here. He'll be the DJ. And also, he'll be touching on the microphone a little bit. As well, Vaughn will be the host, who was the original host of Just Lyrics and Verbs and Vibes. So he will be a part of it as well. And our feature is Kamisha.
Yes!
So,
because her book just came out.
Yes.
Yep.
How dope is that?
That's like, called synergy.
Yes.
Auntie is mean. Auntie is real mean.
She is, man. Yeah. She got her poetry going on. Yeah. I am so proud. Yeah. I saw that on Facebook. I was like, yes, you go, girl.
Yeah, she's doing it. She's doing it.
That's what we need. More black poets getting published.
Right.
So talk more about the because it seems like you guys were talking about a day and then spawned into a weekend. And it looks like Jefferson School kind of came in and was like, you know, if you want to wrap this up, make it a full week. Because we met Andrea Douglas, who, you know, who pretty much runs everything. So, you know, talk about that and talk about the collaboration between her and y'all and, you know, how we, you know.
I got to say, Ms. Douglas is absolutely amazing. When we went to her with the idea, she was all for it. They had tried to do something like this before, screening-wise, to show the hip-hop culture in this city.
Right on.
But a lot of people didn't receive it like they should. And we believe that at that point in time, the city wasn't necessarily ready, or they didn't know that they were ready for something of this caliber.
Right.
So what we wanted to do was we just wanted to link up with those individuals who believed in our cause, who believed in the culture as a whole. And the Jefferson Heritage Center was definitely one of those entities that wanted to be all in and help out in any way, shape, fashion, or form that they can. So, hands down, we had to give them as much as we could to show them that we respect them and what they do, and to draw more attention to that building because it's absolutely amazing. I mean,
yes.
You learn a great deal there. So,
yes.
We figure, you know, you can kill two birds with one stone. You can get educated and you can be entertained. So,
and we are so about that.
Yeah.
Talk more about what you meant by the community maybe not being ready for something at this level.
Hip hop has been frowned upon for many years. There's a giant stigma that hangs over our heads. As artists, you know, we have to go above and beyond to book venues. If we can get a venue, things have been getting a lot better over the last few years, but it's still really hard for us to get the respect that we feel as though we need as artists. You have all these other artists running around in this city, bluegrass and alternative rock and everything, and they're fine. You know what I mean? They're good. They have a place here. The city was not ready to give us a place, and they're still not ready to give us a place right now. We're force-feeding them.
To some degree.
You know?
Yeah,
we're force-feeding them. And what we've done is we've come up with a list of MCs, a list of artists, a list of sponsors who feel it's long overdue. You know, this city is really suffocating. We have a lot of youth that want to be part of the hip-hop culture and that are really influenced by the hip-hop culture.
Right.
And there's nothing here to guide them. So that's what we want. We want to make sure that we give them the opportunity and the platform to showcase and do what they do.
Uh-oh, Fellman put his glasses on. It's about to be real up in here.
And I'll just add to that that a lot of people don't realize, because it's kind of like when you're in the middle of it, it's kind of like the frog in the boiling water. You know, like when you're in the middle of it, you don't necessarily feel the heat being turned up. But a lot of people, you know, we have I'm going to go ahead and call it a renaissance going on right now in the hip hop scene in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
We got people like Keys. We got people like Nay Nichelle.
Yeah.
We got people like, all kinds of people. I'm not going to throw a bunch of names out there, but it is booming right now. You know, 101 Jams is doing great.
Beautiful. Best addition that Charlottesville has ever done to their radio.
Absolutely.
To their radio culture.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent coming up, and we're gonna, you know, break through eventually, and you know, hopefully Nine Pillars is gonna be a part of that, and, you know, increasing the visibility of the local talent pool, because I talk to people all the time who have no idea that
hip hop even happens in this town.
Exactly. But hip hop is the national mainstream culture.
It really is. Yeah.
You know, Drake, Jay-Z, these guys are making the Forbes list right now.
Yep.
Kendrick, like, these guys are the ones. It's not rock stars anymore.
Right.
You know, it's not kids with guitars.
Right.
It's kids with mics and turntables. And we just had Lady Taj on the show
a
couple of months ago.
Right.
We're talking about how the artists are putting their art in their hands. They're producing their own shows. They're producing their own festivals. They're creating their own stuff at home on Pro Tools.
And that's the way it's going.
Rappers.
Yeah, that's the way it's going. Yeah. And I think and when you think about it, I mean, that's the way hip hop started in the first place.
Exactly.
It was a couple of guys on a corner. Mm-hmm. Somebody made a beat and somebody else started talking.
Yep.
Like that's how it started.
Yep.
It started grassroots and that's how it should grow. That's how the new artists should come up in that venue.
They
should learn that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never I'm had so nothing excited handed, about this. Took nothing for granted.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Right on.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it is 11:43. What do you want to do? What do you want to do, Clinton? are we keep going? All right, two more minutes. Two more minutes, and then we're going to go to a break. You guys are still on, though.
Cool.
How'd you guys meet?
Oh.
That's going back a few years,
the
ain't
reunion,
it?
Verbs and Vibes.
Uh-huh. Really?
We met at Verbs and Vibes at Random Row Bookstore. And shout outs to Anthony Amos, because he's really a big influence for Nine Pillars and what's going on. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have connected the way that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And also shouts to Runt 215 for starting Spit It Out. And that's also how we came to know each other. And we just clicked, man. It's just like, this is my brother from another mother. And we make good music together. And, you know, we think along the same planes as far as what we want to see in the city, music-wise and artistic-wise and creatively. So that's how we met at a open mic. Yeah.
That's Remy's version.
Okay.
My version is I was kidnapped by a supervillain who calls himself the Devious One.
Yeah,
and I was tied.
Were you in?
I have nothing to do with that.
I was tied to the railroad tracks out back by JPA Extended, and I was screaming for help, but I was screaming in hip hop, and only Remy could hear. Came along and saved me, and the rest is history.
We just got a heart for that one.
Nice. Thanks,
awesome. Oh, and with that, we definitely got to go to a drop. Stay tuned. We're going to break down all the festival events one by one. This is Homegrown Drop.
You're right.
All right. It's 45 minutes past the hour. This is Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive home of Charlottesville. And this is your show about local art. We're kicking it with Fellow Man. We're kicking it with Remy St. Clair.
I'm a little upset. You went over to the other side of the table and got on their Facebook feed. I'm a little upset right now.
Oops. I'm on this Facebook feed the entire time. Hi, how you doing?
I know, but
I'm trying to get through as much as possible.
Yeah. David is Facebook fickle.
Apparently.
I'm faithful to one Facebook feed.
Are you?
And one Facebook feed only.
So let's go through.
Let's do double Facebook.
This isn't
right
Facebook. I'm actually streaming live.
Oh my god, this is so meta. We're doing Facebook
wormhole
right on Facebook feed.
The wormhole just opened up.
It's like a Stargate in between the two feeds.
All right, so let's run through what is actually happening.
Monday, it's the Seville Freshman Class at the Youth. That's the Youth Music Showcase. Talk about that.
I can't think of a better way to start out the week than starting with the youth. They were a group of individuals that we absolutely had to hit up for this festival just to make sure that those coming up in this culture had all the fundamentals and knew exactly what the nine pillars of hip hop are so they can apply that to their craft. So we're going to give high school students the opportunity to showcase their talents hip hop wise. We have students from Monticello. Mm-hmm. We have Albemarle working out some details with students at CHS. We also have a couple of sixth graders from the MRC that will be showcasing their talent. So we're really excited, and I can't think of a better way to start off the week of events than
working always with starts the youth. Out with the youth.
Yeah. Tuesday, Black Rhymes Matter, an evening with Mike Medic.
An interactive lecture on the form of social activism and rap lyrics, and I'm definitely checking that out. So I think that kind of says it all about one. Yeah, Mike Medic's going to do his thing. Build-A-Bar Workshop and Liberation Arts. This is also with an Afro-Brazilian collaborative improv. Is Samir doing that?
Saman.
Yeah, I met him. I met him before. He's actually amazing. Talk about the Build-A-Bar Workshop. Get your bars up. About that.
Yes, Build-A-Bar Workshop, the homie Bernard Hankins, I believe we all know.
Is that
Uncle Library? That's Uncle Library.
I reached out to him, or I guess we reached out to him and inquired if he wanted to do a workshop because he's a great educator and he is an amazing verbal
he's a wordsmith.
Yeah. I don't like the word wordsmith because I picture somebody like in a forge with an anvil, like pounding words, heating up words in the fire and pounding
them. Anybody who has seen Bernard know that he could pound an anvil just like anybody else. Right?
Bernard, I think.
Come on now, he got some serious moves.
I think Leslie might have just revealed something about herself there.
No,
I'm switching. I'm switching the Facebook Live. I'm gonna stream this live on Tinder now. See if we can't make that connection.
Fellow man! Look. Why you gotta put me out there like that?
Between you and Strong, y'all not gonna team on my auntie like that. I can't let y'all do that.
Thank you, Remy.
I can't let y'all
Thank
do
you.
That.
Film screening on 420, Wall Riders, Graffiti in Its Innocence. This is the more artistic spectrum of the cultural festival. Talk about that. Talk about the tag artists.
All right, so this was a hard-fought battle.
I'm sure.
And
I'm sure.
We are absolutely excited that we are having this screening. Wall Riders is going to give the history of graffiti, of the art form of graffiti. And actually, we have a couple of artists that are featured from the film that will be here to answer questions and also give their take on everything.
Oh, that's
and they're
going to
be coming from New York.
From New York,
right.
Yep. Mike 171 and SJK 171 from Washington Heights, legendary graffiti artists from the late 60s, early 70s, some of the pioneers. This is a film. It's a documentary by a documentarian named Roger Gassman, who specializes in graffiti documentaries. And I'll make it quick because I know we're running out of time, but I think it is important to say that this is a groundbreaking documentary because a lot of these people have never told their stories on camera before.
Right.
They've never had on-camera interviews because, you know, they're sort of reclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's still a stigma against what they do.
Well, and they need to be because it's still against the law. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm really, really excited about that.
And then the weekend is going to be, like, just lit AF. Rugged Arts Hip Hop Showcase. And then 422 is the No Filter Volume 3 Rap Battle. Mm-hmm. And then it ends up at Verbs and Vibes. And then at the Bridge. And then the Block Party under the bridge downtown below Belmont Bridge from 3 to 8.
it's gonna be crazy. Yeah. It's gonna be crazy. And I, you know, because I had to get my hair cut for it. You know, I spent 2 hours.
Seriously, right. he's like lined up.
Yeah, all right,
sharp. Over here.
So you know, everybody was preparing for the cultural festival. You know, they're gonna be bussing black women in. So everybody was at the shop on Friday.
Oh my God!
I had to wait 2 hours. There was one bar. Look, on Friday, that's you know, everybody did? Getting paid. You know the culture. You know, there's gonna be women there. So all it's right. like.
Okay.
Let's get it together. Black Barbers of Charlottesville.
I get you.
Two people on Fridays.
Uh-huh. I get you.
Two people on Fridays. The rest of the weekday, y'all are cool, but. All right, so let's wrap it up. Remy St. Clair, fellow man, anything y'all want to say before you dip?
Show love to one another and show support to Nine Absolutely. Pillars. We all we got.
Thank you, man.
Nine Pillars is going down. Thank you guys so much for being here. I plan on coming to at least all of these events.
There you go. Thank you for having us.
So, yeah. So without further ado, I think we're going to do our weekly rant with Leslie M. Scott Jones.
Beginnings are scary. Endings are usually sad. It's the middle part that's worth it. That's what we should be paying the real attention to. It's the gooey center that makes life good. It's the laughs, the giggles, the slightly drunken or completely drunken conversations with friends and loved ones that make these years we live worth it. It's time spent well doing all the things that make you happy. And if you do that for as long as you can with as many people that you love as you can, then when the endings come, they're not as sad as they could be. When the beginnings come, they're not as scary as they could be. When you do what you love with people that you love, you're more ready for the scary things and more prepared for the sad things. And hopefully you learn, laugh, and make even more friends and loved ones along the way. If you're like the three people that work on this show, you do most of this work on or behind a stage. And if you're one of the people on this show, for the past few months, we've been doing this exact thing together. We've been spending long, enlightening, hysterically funny, and inexplicably poignant nights together, building our interpretation of one of the most well-written plays I've ever had the privilege to work on. And the beginning was scary. It was written by a giant of the black theater community. It has been performed on Broadway by some of the most well-known African-American actors. The movie of this play came out this year and won major awards. This play is part of a black man's life's work about his people in their neighborhoods and what happened to them in their lives. It's my story, just as much as it is any other brown-skinned American story. And I've never been more proud or overwhelmed or nervous about doing a show than I am about this one. But I am also incredibly excited. I am excited to do this work and maybe more excited to show it to you. The ending is coming. And I'm more than a little sad about it. I don't want to let go of these words, of these characters. I don't want to let go of this beautiful cast and crew. I don't want to let go of this experience because it's changed me. It's made me stronger. It has woken me up to the things my brothers and sisters have experienced, what I am still experiencing, and to the human experience that can be felt through these words. And I sincerely hope through our performances for the next 2 weeks. It's sad, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change one thing about it. The experience of working on this show with these people has been the most amazing experience of my artistic life. And it was so beautiful because I was doing what I love with the people that I love. How's that for an achievement being unlocked? How's that for a goal being achieved? And I need to thank the two men next to me in this room personally and publicly for their part in the matter. The beginning was joyful. The ending will be a little sad. But the middle was the most wonderful time I've had on stage in my life. Thank you.
Thank you for the
I completely agree. I've had a great time doing the show as well, and I have a great time doing this show, Homegrown, with beautiful guests who believe in the work that they do, and beautiful people who are also on the mic with me, my family. Probably bound by blood in some way.
At this point, yeah.
But, yeah, thank you, Leslie. Thank you, Clinton, for making every Sunday the Sunday that it is.
I just need to say I love you two guys.
Yeah. So I'm going to go home and enjoy the gooey center of life with my family.
Yeah, right?
And bask in the wonderfulness of this weekend and just take those positive moments of life because they don't come often. And
we need
to too long, but just appreciate them.
That's right. And appreciate the people that help you make them. And that's what I wanted to do today.
Yeah. And that's important to do.
Well, especially because we're going into Tech Week, and I'm probably going to hate both of you by
the
end of
this
week.
Yeah, we're all going to be cussing each other out
right?
by Thursday night.
Thursday night, it's going to be...
That's real.
You know what? If I see that...
That's real. Yeah. Yeah, there ain't going to be a lot of love during that week.
I know, right? There's never...
Get on stage!
Seriously, you missed that line? That's the line you miss.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
Stay
but
tuned.
No, it's all from love. It's all from love.
Stay tuned. Sunday morning wake-up call with Dan Gould is next. Josh Wheeler is going to be talking about the Muscle Awards, so that should be a good show. That's Leslie M. and Scott Jones. I am David Von Strone, a.k.a. The Devious One. That's Clinton Johnston on the board, and this is Homegrown.
WPAC. And we love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace. Hip Hop Cultural Festival.
Listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.